WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
All right, folks. Welcome back to How to Be Stoic. Lessons in strength, wisdom, and courage. I'm your host, Dylan Brooks, and let me ask you something. Ever feel like life's throwing curveballs faster than a major league pitcher? You know, those moments where you trip over your own feet on the way out the door or accidentally send that embarrassing email to your boss. Yeah, we've all been there. But here's the thing. Life isn't about achieving some flawless, Instagram-worthy perfection. It's about embracing the messy, imperfect journey and finding strength in our vulnerabilities. That's what we're diving into today, the power of accepting imperfection, even those insecurities that sometimes feel like a dark cloud following us around. Now, I'm not talking about giving up or settling for mediocrity. Far from it. Stoicism isn't about becoming some emotionless robot. It's about understanding our emotions, acknowledging them without letting them control us, and using them to fuel our growth. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you embrace the beautiful mist that is life. First, recognize that everyone has insecurities. You know that feeling when you're comparing yourself to others on social media or doubting your abilities. That's perfectly normal. Remember, we all have those moments of self-doubt. The important thing is not to let those insecurities define us. Think about it like the celebrities you admire, even the most successful athletes. They all have their insecurities too. It doesn't mean they aren't amazing at what they do. Second, focus on your strengths. You wouldn't believe how many times I hear people downplaying their own talents. Instead of dwelling on what you perceive as weaknesses, shift your attention to the things you excel at. What are you passionate about? Where do you shine? Recognize those strengths and let them fuel your confidence. Third, practice self-compassion. Treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding that you would offer a friend going through a tough time. When you make a mistake, don't beat yourself up. Instead, acknowledge it, learn from it, and move on. Remember, we are all human, and we are all learning. Fourth, challenge negative thoughts. Those critical voices in our heads can be incredibly damaging. When you catch yourself thinking negatively, ask yourself, is this thought really true? Is it helpful? If not, try to reframe it in a more positive light. Remember, your thoughts have power, choose to use them for good. And finally, remember that progress takes time. Don't expect to overcome your insecurities overnight. It's a journey, and there will be ups and downs along the way. Just keep showing up, keep learning, and keep growing. Now, let me tell you a story about a friend of mine, Sarah. She's incredibly talented, a brilliant artist with a gift for capturing emotions on canvas. But she had this crippling fear of public speaking. She'd get so nervous whenever anyone asked her to talk about her work that she'd almost freeze up. Then, one day, she decided to challenge herself. She signed up for a workshop on public speaking and forced herself to step outside her comfort zone. It wasn't easy. There were moments when she wanted to bolt. But she kept going. And you know what? She blossomed. She discovered a passion for sharing her art with others, and now she speaks confidently at gallery openings and even leads workshops of her own. Sarah's story is a powerful reminder that embracing imperfection doesn't mean accepting mediocrity. It means pushing past your fears, acknowledging your vulnerabilities, and using them as fuel to grow stronger and more confident. So remember, folks, you are strong, you are capable, and you are worthy. Don't let insecurities hold you back from living a fulfilling life. Embrace the journey, learn from your mistakes, and never stop striving to be your best self. Want to share your own story about overcoming insecurity? Head over to our website or social media channels and join the conversation. And remember, keep on stoicing.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.